Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. Michigan drivers are buckling up more than they have in years, according to a new data from Michigan State University. A statewide study conducted in May and June of 2025 found that 93.2% of motorists use seatbelts, up from 92% the previous year and the highest rate since 2019. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning says the improvement shows the impact of ongoing education and enforcement. Director Alicia Sledge noted that seatbelts remain one of the most effective ways to protect both drivers and passengers. Among vehicle types, SUV occupants led the compliance at 95.5%, while pickup drivers trailed at 89.3%. And women also buckled up more than men, 95.3% compared to 91.7%. Local usage rate varied across mid-Michigan, with Isabella County topping the list at 97.1%, followed by Genesee County, 96.6%, Shiawassee, 96.1%, and Tuscola counties, 95.9%. Several northern Thumb counties were not included in the results. Researchers say Michigan's seatbelt rate continues to stay above the national average of 91.2%, and since the state's primary seatbelt law took effect in 2000, more than 4,600 drivers' lives have been saved. And then Bay City police are asking for the public's help to find a missing woman who has been without contact since late November. Investigators say 59-year-old Deborah K. Smith, who is currently unhoused and known to frequent Bay City, Midland, and Saginaw, was last seen on November 27th at the Liberty Party Store, in Bay City. She was wearing a black zip-up sweatshirt featuring a light blue dream catcher on the back, blue jeans, and white tennis shoes. Smith is known to use a blue metallic walker. Police say she had planned to travel to Saginaw that day, but it's unclear if she ever arrived. She does not drive or own a cell phone. Anyone with information about Smith's whereabouts is urged to contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. When we come back after this Farmer Insurance sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news, Michigan students will soon have to keep their cell phones out of the classrooms under new bipartisan legislation signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The measures, Senate Bill 495 and House Bill 4141, require each district to create policies limiting phone use during class except for emergencies or academic purposes. Whitmer said the change will help students focus and reduce screen-related issues like anxiety and poor attention. Lawmakers from both parties, including Republican Mark Teasdell, Republican out of Rochester Hills, and Senator Dana Polhanki, Democrat out of Livonia, supported the effort, citing classroom distractions and student mental health concerns. Districts will have flexibility in designing their own rules with input from teachers, parents, and community members. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.